Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
What treasure and riches and jewels your Father in heaven has lavished upon you as he brings you into the kingdom of heaven, into the hearing of his word, into the highest heavens, into his sanctuary, into his rest, into his righteousness, into his life, into his power to guard and defend you from all evil, together with his holy angels. For on this day, Christ is risen. On this day, Christ Jesus speaks to you through his word, and through his servants of the word, and through his supper, and through his baptism. On this day, Christ not only speaks to you, but he abides with you, in and with all the same life that he has obtained for you and placed upon you by virtue of his innocent sufferings and death for you, and his resurrection from the dead. The treasures, riches, and jewels of which I speak are not the treasures, riches, and jewels that the world seeks after, but they are those through which your Father in heaven has sought you from the foundation of the world, just as he sought Adam and Eve from the very moment they fell into sin. One such treasure is the Old Testament reading appointed for this day, where it is recorded for you to hear once again how God takes up the battle on behalf of poor, grumbling sinners. The ancient people of Israel were not chosen because they were a great nation. They were chosen because God reaches down and lifts up those who are small and weak and exalts them together with himself. They grumbled and groaned under their burdens, first under Pharaoh and then under Moses. But God commended his mercy toward them that while they were yet burdened, grumbling, and groaning, Pharaoh and all his army were drowned in the sea, just as your old nature was drowned in the waters of your baptism into the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus, so that you may rejoice with all the saints and sing a new song. Yes, this account of the great Passover is a treasure, for the children of Israel were not only spared from death by plague, but delivered with the outstretched arm and mighty hand of God, who does not change, but remains faithful to his name, full of loving kindness and tender mercies. Another such treasure is the epistle of St. Paul to the church at Corinth this morning, wherein he lays out simply and clearly that this gospel being preached to you is what? It's the one you received. It's the one in which you also stand. It's the one by which you are saved. It is delivered to you as of first importance, that Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to many, both individually and corporately, and that he appeared to the Apostle Paul, who once persecuted the church of God. And another such treasure is the Gospel of St. John, as the Holy Spirit testifies for you how it was on that early morning, before the sun even crested the curves of the earth that was created by God, when Jesus' followers went to the tomb only to discover the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. All of these treasures, these readings from Holy Scripture, are placed into a greater treasure, two great treasures, one the lectionary and the other the liturgy, both going together, through which you are blessed throughout the entire year, from one year to the next, as the Lord God grants you to grow in the grace and knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the greatest treasure of all is Christ himself, risen from the dead, ready to fight the battle for you in every way, ready to forgive your sins, ready to be your advocate before the Father, ready to hear your soul's complaint, ready to take you into his tender mercies, even as a shepherd tenderly seeks out and takes home the lost lambs and sheep, because he has gone before you, as as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Set before you this day is full satisfaction of that for which you hunger and thirst, namely a perfect righteousness and life that does not fade. The enticements and allurements of this fading world will only lead you to pride and despair, strife and anxiety. In this risen Christ Jesus, whose body was given into death and raised up, having the same flesh and blood as you, you have the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Moreover, you may rejoice at all times and in all places, knowing that not even death itself can take away the eternal riches and glory that await you at the last day. Whoever would have thought this up? Not even the wisest of men, or the richest, or the most famous, or the craftiest, or the smartest. A crucified and risen Christ Jesus, true God and true man, given for you, living for you, praying for you, and standing before the throne of God for you, and interceding for you, even in those hours of darkness when to you it seems there is no hope and no victory. Do not go by what your eyes see, for your Lord Jesus Christ does not. Rather, go by what your ears hear. I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For in these words is placed not only the heart of God, but also the very crucifixion and resurrection that avail before God and all of creation. This Easter morning, know for certain that your sins are forgiven. Eternal life is yours, delivered unto you fully and completely. For his conception and birth is your conception and birth. His perfect life of love before God the Father is your perfect life of love before God the Father. His cruel crucifixion is your crucifixion. His death is your death. And his resurrection from the dead is your resurrection from the dead. All of this is packed clearly and surely into the word of the Lord into which you have been baptized, and which you receive bodily at this altar today, and every day, even as often as you eat his body and drink his blood, and thereby remember his death until he comes. Your risen Christ Jesus is not to be held on to in the same way you hang on to all the stuff of this life. For he goes before you and all the nations and tongues and peoples to be the one and only sacrifice for sin that affects the victory over death and the devil and wins the battle for you and all the saints, both now and forever. Like Mary Magdalene, who recognized Jesus only when he called her by name, you may recognize him too, because he calls you by name. Of course he knows your name. He made you. He knows your frame too, that you're made of dust. Are you, like Mary Magdalene, looking for Jesus who's been crucified for your transgressions? Then you are in the right place this morning, for he is risen from the dead and he is here for you. This is your Galilee, to which his angels have directed you. Here your Redeemer stands upon the earth. Here his beautiful feet have come that you may hear and believe his gospel and lay hold of him in love and worship him in faith. It is for this very life that you are created, redeemed, and sanctified. Do not be afraid. For this life that is given to you here on earth is safe and secure in the body of Christ, crucified and risen from the dead. It is hidden, yes, so much so that you cannot see it even in yourself. But it is true, and it is real, as surely as the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken to you. As all of creation is made brand new in him, in the resurrection of his body from the dead, there is nothing at all in heaven or on earth that can rob you of the life that is yours in him. It is true, and it is real for you here, where his word and Holy Spirit have called you and gathered you to himself forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.